Our final passage of the month is John chapter 15, 1 through 8. It is the Revised Common Lectionary passage for the fifth Sunday in Easter, which is April the 28th. John, would you do the honors, please?
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. He removes any of my branches that do not produce fruit, and he trims any branch that produces fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already trimmed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch can't produce fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Likewise, you can't produce fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. If you don't remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out and dries up. Those branches are gathered up, thrown into a fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified when you produce much fruit, and in this way prove that you are my disciples.
Whew, there's a lot in that passage, but we'll start here. Jesus is the true vine, and he is the nourishment we need, whether we know it or not, of real life, vitality, relational sweetness, and the kind of sustainable fruit we ultimately desire. So why, John, why do we so often seek a sugar high from somewhere else? And because we know what comes with a sugar high, comes a crash, right? So talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, what an incredible kind of agrarian reference that still holds true for us today as we think about vineyards and wine. As even out here in California and wine country, this passage comes to my mind every time I drive by a vineyard and just think about how Jesus was just wandering through a field like this with his disciples making this point. But, you know, the essence of this passage to me is the connection between roots and fruits. And you know from walking around any sort of farm that there are seasons in which all of the work is being done underground in the roots, and that the roots are deepening, they're getting the moisture and the nutrients they need, and that eventually they'll produce the stalk, and eventually in the right season, they'll produce the fruit. But that takes a long time. You cannot go out to a vineyard 365 days a year and grab a grape, so to speak. There are only certain times because of the length of it. And I think part of why we look for sugar highs in life is because sugar highs are instant. There's an immediate gratification that comes that we can do something right now to experience some sort of artificial, superficial rush that that in order to experience it the correct way takes a lot of work, and work that needed to have started before now. And so if I haven't planted any roots, and if I haven't cared for my roots, if I haven't done the pruning of the vine, there may not be any fruit on the tree. And so if there's no fruit for me to experience in that moment, it's going to lead me to go somewhere else to kind of buy that. So I think what I resonate with is just the temptation to immediate gratification, to, always looking for cheap artificial solutions, offerings for the things I really want, which I believe can only come, you know, from the Holy Spirit in us. So I remember a pastor once saying of this text, you know, if you're rootless, you're fruitless. And if you're fruitless, you're useless. And that has stuck in my head for many years. Anyone who wants to be used by God needs to have the fruit of God's, of the Holy Spirit's presence. But the way that starts is with our own rootedness in him. And so those roots are really where I think this whole, this begins for us. And ultimately the quality of fruit that we give in the world needs to be better than any of those superficial offerings.
Yeah, I think it was Watchman Nee that said, negligence in prayer withers the inner man, right? The fruit just, it withers. Like I'm looking at verse 5. I mean, Jesus said, without me, you can't do anything. Yeah. I mean, I think he's being literal there. You can't do anything without me. And so we must be drinking in of that relationship first. It's what's that old saying? You can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
And so let's be rooted in the one who is the true vine. Well, my brother, we've talked about folks being in and out. And I wanted to remind our listeners that the Greek word for hospitality literally means the love of strangers. Mm-hmm. And like it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, don't look. Like, don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers. So as you drink in from the true vine, as we learn from him and his ways, and as we engage our neighbors, let's show hospitality, love a stranger, because that's what the Lord is doing by the Holy Spirit. John, it's been a joy having you on the podcast. I'm so glad you said yes. Thank you for your labor of love in the ministries that you're participating in as a coach and counselor and as a prophetic voice to the church. We're grateful for you, and it's been a lot of fun. And as typical for our podcast, we like to close in prayer. And so would you do the honors of praying over us, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus, I thank you for this word picture and just reading it afresh today. I believe there are people listening to this who have this image on their walls or on stained glass in their sanctuaries or on prints, you know, on their nightstand, Lord. And yet it can be so easy to walk right by that every day and forget the essential spiritual truth of it, which is that we are called to cling to you, to abide in you, to be rooted in you, that all of our nutrients that we need in life solely come from you. And I pray for everyone listening, Lord, that even this week, in this season that we have, as we draw near to you and think about spiritual practices, and we just pray, Father, that you would help us to sink our roots into you, that your Holy Spirit would be the lifeblood flowing through all of us. That, Father, the fruits that come out of our life would be out of the abundance of the work that you're doing in our life. And we just truly believe the truth of this text, Father, that we can't do this, but you can, and you are in us and we are in you. And Lord, there'll be days we don't even want to live the Christian life, but you want to, and you are in us and we are in you. And Father, that at the end of our lives, when we look back at any fruit we may have produced, we want to be able to say, we didn't do any of this, but you did, because you were in us and we were in you. And so I pray this week, Father, that we might cling to you, cling to the vine, prune out anything that needs to be pruned, Lord, cut those things that are not worthy of your kingdom, throw them in the fire, Lord, that we might continue to grow, celebrate those as cutbacks and not just setbacks in life, Lord. And we pray that ultimately through this, we might become a flourishing, fruit-bearing plant that has great value to you and your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' strong name. Amen.
Amen.